From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Tropical Storm Harvey is getting weaker as it moves north, away from Texas and Louisiana, leaving behind record-breaking floods, enormous destruction, and heartbreak. The casualty toll continued to rise in Texas, where up to 30 deaths were blamed on the storm. People in Houston, the fourth largest city in America, began to trickle back into the few neighborhoods where roads were passable to see what Harvey did to their homes. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said Wednesday the disaster area resulting from Harvey is, quote, far larger than that of Hurricane Katrina, which overwhelmed New Orleans, Louisiana, 12 years ago. Abbott said 14,000 National Guard troops have been called out to help rescue efforts, and another 10,000 are on the way. The U.S. president and his defense secretary issued divergent comments on Wednesday about how to respond to North Korea's advancing ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized that the United States is, quote, never out of diplomatic solutions when it comes to dealing with North Korea. He made that comment after President Trump said that talking is not the answer. Trump tweeted a day after he said that all options are on the table, the U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer. Mattis was responding to a question about Trump's tweet Wednesday morning on dealing with the threat of North Korea. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. UN investigators report Venezuela's systematic use of excessive force during anti-government demonstrations and extensive violations against protesters is a deliberate policy to repress political dissent and instill fear in the population. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA at the release of a report by the UN Human Rights Office on Venezuela.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein, says the policies pursued by the authorities in their response to the protests has been at the cost of Venezuelans' rights and freedoms.
The right to peaceful assembly was systematically violated, as you just heard, with protesters and people identified as political opponents detained in great numbers.
The report finds more than 5,000 people had been detained as of April 1st. While most have since been released, it says more than 1,000 remain in detention. The report documents attacks against journalists by security forces to prevent them from covering demonstrations. High Commissioner Zaid says democracy is slipping away in Venezuela, and he is calling on the UN Human Rights Council to take measures to prevent the human rights situation from worsening. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The fugitive leader of the Afghan Taliban renewed his call Wednesday for U.S. and NATO forces to leave the country. He said that would pave the way to peacefully resolve the armed conflict. The remarks by Malvi Haibatullah Akhundzada came in a message to mark the coming Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha in an attempt to rally followers. He said the main obstacle in the way of peace is the occupation, referring to the presence of international forces in Afghanistan. Peaceful solution of the Afghan issue is the main pillar of the policy of the Islamic Emirate should the occupation come to an end, he said. Akhundzada claimed the Taliban has established administration over more than half of the country, and the Islamist insurgency is determined to, quote, liberate from foreign invaders the rest of the Afghan territory. At least 1.7 million Muslims began the yearly Hajj pilgrimage Wednesday in Saudi Arabia at Mecca, Islam's holiest site. This year's Hajj comes amid a diplomatic rift between a group of Arab countries and Qatar, which they accuse of supporting terrorism. You can find more on these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the VOA World Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.